Video versus live demonstration for teaching the gram staining technique to second year medical students. Background. Live faculty demonstration is the traditional method for teaching basic microbiology laboratory skills, but it is difficult to standardize, constrained by bench space and costly in faculty time. Pre-recorded video is reproducible, scalable and rewatchable, yet head-to-head randomized evidence for a foundational skill such as gram staining remains limited. Methods. In a single center, parallel group randomized comparative study, 80 phase 2 MBBS students were allocated 1:1 to live, N is equal to 40, or video, N is equal to 40, demonstration of gram staining, each followed by an identical 30-minute period of faculty-supervised hands-on practice. Allocation used a computer-generated sequence concealed in sequentially numbered, sealed, opaque envelopes. The primary outcome was the total score on a 5-step, 5-mark objective structured practical examination, OSPE. 1 week later, scored by a single blinded examiner. Secondary outcomes were the distribution of performance categories, step-level mark loss, and learner perceptions on a 6-item Likert instrument, Cronbacher's Alpha 0.81. Equivalence was assessed post hoc against a margin of plus or minus 0.6 marks. Results: all 80 participants received their allocated demonstration and completed both the OSPE and the survey. The mean OSPE score was 4.68, ST 0.47, of 5 after video demonstration and 4.40, ST 0.67. After live demonstration, a difference of plus 0.28 marks favoring video, 95% CI plus 0.022 plus 0.53, T, 78, is equal to 2.11, P is equal to 0.038, Cohen's D is equal to 0.47. The entire confidence interval lay within the plus or minus 0.6 mark equivalence margin. High performance, 4.5 of 5, was achieved by 27 of 40 video arm students, 67.5%, and 20 of 40 live arm students, 50.0%, Fisher-Freeman-Halton exact P is equal to 0.06. Mark loss was concentrated at step 5, counter staining, focusing and interpretation, where 20 of 40 live arm students, 50.0%. Versus 7 of 40 video arm students, 17.5%, lost the mark, Fisher exact P is equal to 0.004, odds ratio 4.71, 95% CI 1.69 to 13.13. Decolorization accounted for far fewer losses, live 3 of 40, 7.5%, video 6 of 40, 15.0%, P is equal to 0.48. Perceptions were favorable in both arms with no significant between-group difference on any of the 6 items. Conclusions: video demonstration produced a statistically significant but educationally small advantage in 1-week OSPE performance. The whole confidence interval fell inside a margin narrower than the value of a single procedural step. For overall skill acquisition, the two formats can therefore be treated as educationally interchangeable, and the choice can be made on grounds of scalability, standardization, and faculty workload. Video was, however, clearly superior at the microscopy and interpretation step, which emerged as the dominant failure point and deserves targeted deliberate practice whichever format is adopted.